The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin in the house. Before we get to the crack man, a couple tweets here. We get tweets at Beanie the Book. Always appreciate this. This is Bill Hooker. Did Kelly actually need to say he has a bet on Gary Woodland? Or, he's always bet on Gary Woodland.
Yeah, you just assume, yeah.
Brian M. B. Morianen said, just speculating, but the extra night off for the NHL probably contingency plan, given if the NHL-NBA series broke differently in earlier rounds, there could have been scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how the NHL works, but the NBA is now at the point where these are all scheduled start dates.
Yes, and the NBA Finals is locked
right,
in, too,
exactly.
So it doesn't matter how short or long it goes.
Yeah.
New York Mets 16. Chet Holmgren eligible for Rookie of the Year? No, he says. With SGA's, that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's improvement, he should garnish a lot of attention and give Holmgren room to work, possibly. Thoughts? Love Chet Holmgren. It's a good call. Is he eligible?
Yeah,
I think he is.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Why isn't he on that list? Chet Holmgren, sneaky, freaky brother, sneaking in from the rear in that market.
Yeah, you might want to look for odds on that.
Yeah. But it's because someone else points out, A10 Locks points out, recall Micah Parsons, Defensive Player of the Year, odds in October dropped all the way to minus 2,500. Yeah, what we're trying to say is the Wembanyama thing is such a unicorn, though, that it's unlike anything else. So if he does, you know, If he does anything early, his odds are going to skyrocket in such a way, based on how these went with Banchero this past year, that then he could conceivably just coast in. And so you might just want the minus 250. I don't know. I mean, the Holmgren thing is a great point from the other gentleman. Sam Ginsberg, those men are better at tennis than any of us are at anything, Gil. You diminish your own talents. How many people in the broadcasting industry can't actually pronounce chutzpah correctly? You're right, Sam Ginsberg. I'm a wildly talented man. Wildly. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who else is wildly talented? Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, with the Krakenberger. Billy.
Good morning.
You're beaten down, aren't you?
Yeah, I said, you know, it's just I have to get myself up, throw some water on my face here to get up for the show a little bit because it's every day. That I've had some I have some friends that are in town. They're down to two, thank God. There were seven originally, and then they've been
thank
here
God.
For. They're on a one way. My two friends that are here now, they're on a one way ticket. They're South Philly guys, and just good guys. One of my best friends in the world actually is one of the guys. And every night we're literally I get out of the house 9, 10 o'clock, go with them, pick them up for breakfast. And I don't get home till 11 at night. So it's like every single night. And then like this morning, I actually got home at midnight. So I went to bed at 1 and set my alarm for 7. So it's another 6-hour day, back to back to back sixes, which is 6 is good, but 7 is my number I like to get. You know, 7
so
hours.
One way ticket meaning they're never leaving, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why would they? I pay for everything. I mean. I really probably shouldn't say that, but I mean,
I'm sure they're listening right now, but like, oh, really, Bill?
They bluff a tip once in a while, but it's good.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah.
Hey, can I? Oh, never mind.
That's what Bill said last week. They did the reach,
they
right?
Bluff
they,
a tip.
They do the reach.
You just appreciate the bluff.
Yeah.
That is one of the things when, before moving to Vegas, right? You think about all the things, oh, what's moving to Vegas going to be like? The one thing that they don't stress enough is they don't remind you that. Every weekend at a minimum, well, I don't know about every weekend, but let's say two out of half the weekends of the year, someone you know from somewhere will be in town and will inevitably call you and be like, let's hang out. And for them, it's, you know, party time.
Oh, yeah, they come to Vegas. They think so much different of us. They don't realize we have a local community here that actually is normal and stays home. And they think, oh, every night's party time, every night, because you're on vacation, of course. They don't see beyond the neon. I get it. I understand.
It extends, by the way, it extends. These are such first world problems. It extends to everything. If you're trying to lose weight, they're like, oh, can we go to Carbone? I'm like, Carbone again?
Right, right,
oh,
right.
Jeez,
right.
How am I supposed to lose weight? Okay, sure, I'll go. That kind of thing.
One of my friends I love hanging out with older people. That's my whole life. I don't want to hang around with no one younger than me, especially in their 30s. I just, or 20s and 30s. Not that I don't want to hang out with them,
right.
But their logic, their way of thinking. and I'm wrong about a couple things, by the way. I'm not saying I'm always right. Like I said, my father always said to me, Bill, you take the fun of my gambling. So one of my buddies here, he's 84. He's got the energy of a 35-year-old, though.
Love it.
He's 84. He was a tailor in South Philly originally. He lives down in Margate, New Jersey there now. And he's got such great energy. And he's playing machines with me. And, you know, I'm trying to show him, like, the quick quads here, which is a good machine. There's 9-6 jacks. There's some Ultimate X. There's some multi-strike. There's really good. This is probably the best place in town for video poker. So I try to explain all these things to him. And yet now he goes back to his hotel room. They're staying now at the Flamingo. So they go back to their hotel room, and he's playing the same. He goes, oh, Billy, I found—he has a real thick accent. He's Turkish. And he's like, I found quick quads. I said, no, you didn't find them. No, that's not the right game. He said, yeah, but I like it. Oh, no wonder. And then the next morning, he goes, I lost 900 on that machine. I said, well, you're playing way, way, way different. I'm playing a 99.5 game. You're playing a 97% game, and you don't have me there to give you the basic strategy, the right strategy. Like, he's like, Billy, I'm 84. I have some money. I don't care.
I don't care.
He's right.
I don't care.
He's right. No, Bill, no, he's Bill, right. Like my dad said, Bill, you take the final. He is correct. I am wrong.
Bill,
enjoy your life. Enjoy. He goes, how many? He actually said, I wrote it down. I had to find out my phone. He goes, how many years do you think I have left? He said, I don't care. I have some money. I don't care.
And it's not only 84-year-olds, but you're right. It's great from an 84-year-old's perspective because he does have the ultimate perspective. But how many times have we said on this show, we are too close to the sun? So oftentimes we run the risk, and that's because that's how, you know, these are the people that we associate with, and this is kind of our lives, but we do run the risk always of being too myopic about it and realizing that most people, whether it's sports betting, certainly when it's casino games, they're just here for entertainment, man. They're just here to have a good time. And if I can see it when I say to my buddies, my buddy in D.C., Tommy, when I say something to him, I can see his light, the light shutting off in his head as I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, like 2 days ago when I was doing the lottery thing where I was like, oh, it's 4 ping pong balls. People are like, I just want to know who got the pick. I just want to know.
It's also when people have money and, it, like you said, it's the entertainment thing. Everybody knows a Casey, right? Casey.
Everybody has a Casey.
Casey, same thing, man. We talk, like, we split a circa entry. He's got a good job. He does well for himself, right? But, like, he'll bet a nickel a game on, like, NFL Sundays. But he's that guy who parlays everything. And you're like, why are you parlaying? Why are you parlaying? You're a smarter guy than this. And you'll admit to it. He doesn't care.
That's exactly right.
Casey, everybody's got a Casey, man.
This is, and it's funny you mentioned the name Casey. See how it just spurred me on? This is why it's unscripted. Yesterday, Casey Kerr's son comes in. He's 24. USC graduate, just graduated. He comes in, he goes, hey, I got a 3-hour layover. If you want to pick me up at the airport, we'll hang out for a little bit. So, you know, of course I go and do it, and I bring him over here. And I pick him up at 3:10. He goes, I got to be back at 4:30. I think, wow, that's unbelievable. Are you like, what am I supposed to do in an hour? So I said, I ran to the South Point. We go to the hot dog place here, and that's what I treated him to, hot dogs.
How much are we charging for a hot dog now?
$1.50.
$1.50.
Which he actually said, he goes, wait a minute, is it $1.50? It's unbelievable.
Three hot dog maximum?
Yeah, 3 hot dog max. But we got 6, him and I, and I got one of the dogs for my 84-year-old friend. I got him a dog. He was in the car with me. So I sat him down over here, and he's like, Bill, I'm killing NBA. And he's like, you know, I've been doing so great. He goes, do you have anything? I said, wait a minute. You said you're killing NBA. You're asking me if you had anything. And I'm telling him, like, listen, I don't, and I'll say it right now, I don't know anyone that beats the NBA. I don't know anyone that wins betting NBA sides.
Sides
I don't
pre-flop.
Know.
Pre-flop sides.
Yes. I don't know anyone that wins. Mm-hmm. I can't name anybody. I can't name any syndicate. I don't know anyone that has won, especially this year.
I was just about to say, I know people who win on totals every year.
Totals is different.
Had a more difficult year this year.
Yes. I definitely know somebody that normally wins a healthy 6 figures on NBA totals, and he hasn't. He didn't lose, but he didn't win.
And we're talking about two different people because I know who you're talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, it was the first time I just shut up and didn't even say anything. Now, he knows what I do for a living. He asks me for Super Bowl props every year. He asks me for March Madness things every year. I help him. You know, it's Casey Kerr's son, and yet, like, they have their own thing. He's like, oh yeah, me and my friends, you know. USC, by the way, USC guy. So I have to think right away. They're all playing in California. So they're playing with a bookmaker, obviously. They're not playing with a regular regulated shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, me and my friends, man, we got a couple guys. We've been killing them. We did great, man. And he's then naming all the games he's won and how much he's won. And I usually say to him then, you know, I don't know anyone that wins long term and that this in that particular sport. I said, you know what? I'm just letting it go because they have to learn on their own. They have. I remember a guy. He died. Mike Esposito. He died. He grabbed me at a phone booth. For anyone that doesn't know, we used to have these things called phone booths. You can go right and call, put money in. But he grabbed me at a phone booth. I'm working at the boardwalk in Kingsburg, New Jersey. I'm working. It was the winter, though, so I must have been working in an arcade. I worked in an arcade my friend owned in the winters. I worked in the summer in my aunt and uncle's pizza stand and some games of chance on the boardwalk in the summer. I'm working. It's the winter. I'm using the payphone. I'm, you know, 14, 15, but I'm a wise guy, 14. All me and my little wise guy friends, we think we know everything. And he came over to me and he said, listen, Bill, I'm telling you right now, from an old school standpoint, from my family, stop this gambling BS. I mean, I remember that, but I did not take his advice. I still went broke and literally wanted to, you know, I had problems when I was 14, 15.
Anybody who tells you they know this perfectly from the beginning is lying.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's you know, people try to school other people, and I thought about Mike Esposito yesterday, and I didn't even want to help the kid.
I'm going
to
ask you about what you still do gambling-wise that you know to be wrong, but you just can't help yourself, because none of us are
sure.
pristine in any of this. And also, 5 years from PASPA being ruled unconstitutional. I want to ask Bill what he feels about the first 5 years. Generally speaking, it's a numbers game, unscripted with the crack man.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. It is so easy. Sign up now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Leaderboard update. By the way, Iga Swiatek, she said, hi guys, I'm sure you're thinking about what happened last night. We're checking it. During the second set, I got a thigh injury. The diagnostic is in progress. More info in the following days. We'll keep you updated. So it may not be an update today. We'll see.
That's really cool. She texted into the show. Yeah.
No, that wasn't us directly. Though that would be something, wouldn't it?
You two have gotten really tight.
We're real close. Me and Eags.
Iga gave one back.
Not that Iga. We're talking
Higa.
Now.
Yeah, sorry. Higa, not
yeah.
Iga.
Yeah, no. He gave one back. We're talking about that's exactly where I wanted to go. Thank you, Kelly. The leaderboard at the PGA, golf's second major of the year. So Kazuki Higa of Japan had a 3-stroke lead over the field. He was 4-under through 7, but he did bogey his 8th hole, which is actually the 17th hole, at Oak Hill. So he's got a 2-stroke lead. He's 3-under through 8 holes. 2-stroke lead over, oh my God, I can't even count how many. I'm sure I could if I did. But it's a bunch of golfers, double digits worth of golfers, close to 20 golfers, or 1-under, quite frankly. Among them, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, and your boy Keegan Bradley there, Kelly, as well.
Yeah, I just drilled like a 10-footer for birdie in the first hole.
Good use of the word drilled. I know you're excited. Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy both at even par through 4, among some of the other bigger names out there as well. So Jason Day even through 1. So he's just starting. So again, early going, but Kazuki Higa, 3-under, 2-stroke lead through 8 holes. Could he be your first-round leader? Long way to go. Make your call right now. Is he going to be the first round leader or not, Kelly?
No.
He will not be. Okay. You got any bets on the PGA, Billy?
Yeah, I got a couple, like some matchups and futures. I bet a couple futures. You know, future shopping, you have to have so many outs, though. It really, this week really was a telltale sign of that, too. You know,
golf especially.
I was going from place to place to place here in town, looking at some lines and, again, the Circa is a must. They have really good low hold on their futures, but you still don't want to bet into the future pool blindly. You don't want to just go in and say, oh, without shopping, without even seeing what the lines are everywhere else, and including, you know, you want to compare it to maybe even the far off places, even though we can't bet them. You want to compare it and say, hey, if Pinnacle has 75-1 here, and I'm only getting 60-1 at Circa, you know, I'm probably going to pass because I know that that's so much of a percentage. Even though you like the guy, I have a bad problem with not. I have to get the best price or I'm not playing. You know,
I saw Las Vegas Chris tweet this out. Sorry to interrupt you. He's saying five. He was thinking at a minimum you should have five outs to bet into.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a proper number?
Yeah, that's a good number. That's actually a good number. I think I'm only allowed to bet in five here in Nevada.
Yeah. So five is a good number because it doesn't require too much of the bettor. It's like, we're not going to tell you to go to like have, you know, all, you know, hundreds like some people do, tens
right.
upon tens, if you
right.
will.
Right.
But have five.
And I would say, I know this is going to be a hard thing for many people to do, especially during a major. It's not the Masters, but still it's a major. I would stay away from the live betting. I would stay away from the live betting to win, like to win the futures to win. Like, you know, they have to win odds. A lot of the places have them, especially the new ones that came into the market, the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the, you know, different sports books. It's just such a juiced market than you know, pre-flop's juice, but God, the live. Now, I'm not saying matchups and stuff. Like, they'll put day two matchups, day three matchups, different matchups up, but just the live betting at a guy to win, at someone to win is just so – it's the only option you have. So they tell you, you think, oh, my God, this is a guy. Oh, this is – oh, wow, he's 12-1, really? Oh, I got to bet him. Well, the true odds should be 25-1. You know, so that goes for live wagering in general. I'm not really big on live wagering unless I have different multiple outs in front of me on screens. I want to know what the live is, what the live line is at many places, the sharp originating live books.
Those differ markedly.
They differ. And let me just tell you, you could market handicap. Again, this is during the commercials over. We beat that horse many times.
Yeah.
During commercials only. I'll tell you could just put up some of the books here in that's right, here in town against the sharper sports books. And, you know, everyone thinks they have the algorithm down right, but I think that the far-off places are sharper than some of the places. I think
college basketball, you make a killing.
Yes, I think that's an excellent market to do it.
I will say this about newer bettors within game. The thing that I think is most worrisome there is if you're new to this and you're betting in game, I think it's very common to have a early experience in game betting where you overbet in game, and all of a sudden you look down and you're like, "Oh my God, I've made way too many bets." Yeah. So I think everybody has that experience early. So you have to. That's the one thing I would caution, because you have to really be deliberate about it and know what you're doing. Don't just go nuts.
It's the reaction people have too. It's the instant gratification reaction you have to watching something and wanting to push a button. It could be so bad. I've seen that happen when the M first opened up and had the live wagering, which was the first in this town. I believe it was the first in this town.
Yeah,
was Cantor.
The Midas algorithm.
Yeah, the Midas algorithm. Let me tell you, it's really easy to watch the game and see something happen and automatically react off that happening. And usually you react saying, oh, that's got to happen again throughout the game. Mm-hmm. And it's priced in the line. You get taxed for that.
What is the thing that you do gambling wise that you know? So in other words, you know, if you were sitting here on this show and nothing's going on and we're in a static midweek thing in the morning and you're not betting anything, you know the behavior is wrong, but you find yourself still doing.
It's definitely not betting anything over betting in sports. Definitely not. There's nothing I overbet. Nothing.
I'm not over betting.
I'm going to get to why I'm going to. I'm saying this.
Yeah.
If anything, I underbet. Percentage-wise to my bankroll, for sure. But as far as doing something wrong, I have a video poker leak.
Video poker leak.
Yeah, it's a closet gambling leak. Now, listen, in relation to my bankroll, it's not hurting me.
But it's a leak.
Like, in other words, I know I have to put $100,000 through a slot, through a video poker machine. By the way, that's really not a lot. If you're playing, you know, $50 a spin or something, I play 800 hands, 1,000 hands an hour. So it's really not a lot. So if I know I play for a promotion, I get $1,000, which this is the true thing. I do get this. I get $1,000 a week from one casino. I get $500 a week from another casino in town. So that's just free play, video poker. It's just like real dollars. Let's just call it real money, because free play is real dollars on your machine. So I know what I have to play for that. But sometimes it's difficult to run the $100,000 through. and I'm down, you know, $4,000, and I have another 46 available because I have a 50K line. It's the hardest thing to do is to leave a casino losing when you have more money. That's the reason why they're in business. Mm-hmm. Everyone just says, let me just get even and get out of here.
Right.
And meanwhile,
when you get even,
they're at the payday loan after their pawn shop,
yeah,
like the one I got thrown out of. But yeah, so I'll gamble a little bit, not too much. When I was younger, the propensity to do it when I was younger was much easier. I didn't have the responsibilities and the people depending on me, and it's just a little bit different now than it was. Now, that being said, like yesterday, the friends I'm with my buddy that's 84. My other guy's my age. My other guy's a tough guy, though. Stone cold tough guy. We came in here yesterday, and he wanted to play the quick. My friend says, Billy, can we play quick quads again? I say, well, there's no edge to playing it now. We already got the 10 gift cards because there's 10. You can get maximum 10 gift cards in the month of May, whether it's Walmart or Chevron gas cards. But I don't like to support Chevron because Terrible's threw me out for card counting, so I'm against them. So that's another subject, though. So anyway, I play the quick quad. I go over with the quick quads with him, and you know, immediately he's like, come on, you got to go partners. I said, I really don't want to go partners, but I gave him $300. Go ahead. It's so stupid. $300 is like that's a dinner here. Okay. So 3 days in a row, we won. Not much. We won like maybe a dime and split it. And so every day, and including today, I'm going to go over there and pick him up at the Flamingo for breakfast. And he said, well, we got to go to quick quads, right? And there's no edge at all, but that's a little bit of a leak for me. It's fun for them. They're here to gamble. But that's a little leak for me as far as when I'm alone playing, like at the Win, I have a tendency to, yes, even though they give me $1,000 a week, I lost money there last year. Now, let me tell you the perks, though, is the RFB, because I get a lot of perks there. I you know, room, food, beverage, the rooms there are the best in the city. The atmosphere, the everything there, the restaurants there, the Terrace Point Cafe, overlooking the pool.
It's a beautiful
eating,
thing.
Eating, you know, the blueberry pancakes, croissant French toast. This is all nursing home stuff. I know you shouldn't be doing it. But, yeah, so we'll talk about that after the break, though. We'll talk about a couple new restaurants, including that Terrace Point Cafe, which I just said was a great spot for breakfast.
Best matzo ball soup in town as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, L'Chaim.
For those who are in Woodland for Birdie, Kelly.
No, that's for Bogey. He just missed a two-footer for par.
Oh, pardon me. For Bogey.
You suck.
He's turned on him. Coming back, Unscripted, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Splitting bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out. All of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Xavier's. Because it's Xavier 82, yes. Xavier 82. Good morning, Gil. Hey, I was just curious, which PGA golf majors do you normally host a Beating the Book pod episode? Thanks. Love the shows. Have an awesome day. Thank you for asking, Xavier. The Masters is really the one where we do a Beating the Book pod for. We'll do all of tennis's majors on the Beating the Book feed. But typically with golf, it's the Masters, and then we let long shots do the rest. Is basically our policy on that. Is that our policy, Kelly? I think it's our policy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Charlie D, USA number one. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Bill should have booked his guests at the Bucket of Blood Inn.
Yeah, I love that saying.
BWB. Oh, this is bi-week picks. I laughed out loud at the gambling psychology talk in segment one. Liked the Heat, but didn't bet them, so I was rooting for Boston to cover harder than I would have if I had bet Boston. Psychologically, missing a winner feels worse than betting a loser. I always say that on this show. I usually relate that to the stock market. If you lose money in the stock market, somehow the feeling is not as bad as, I knew this stock would soar and I didn't buy it.
Yep.
So, and it does soar, right? It's just the way our brains are wired.
That's why I'm angry at Gary Woodland for missing 2 foot putts because I bet on him, and I'm angry at Emiliano Grillo for making 2 foot putts because I almost bet on him but didn't.
Kazuki Higa, one stroke lead over Callum Tarran.
Mm-hmm. He's a bomber.
Jay Buckley, wife and I fly in next month for our 10-year anniversary. Bill available for pickups?
<I'm>... When Bill said that last segment, I did think, man, he's a better guy than me. Someone asked me to pick him up at the airport, I'd be like, grab an Uber. I'll meet you at wherever on the strip.
Oh, he's a kid, though. He's a 25-year-old kid. And, you know, these kids, they have no money. You know, they usually have no money. But his father's a millionaire. You're right.
Sky high. What a profound statement Bill Crackman just said. It's one of the hardest things to leave when you're down and still have money. Plain to see. So hard to combat. Thanks for the reminder.
Yes, sir.
Steve in Vegas, a couple of amazing New York boiled bagel spots. If the city, if you want to DM me your sushi spot. I knew that was coming.
Someone just asked me for your sushi spot.
I'll give you them, too, for one deal.
Yeah, you got to give me that.
I'll sign an NDA if needed. Banshees of Atlantic City, months and months after people begging Gil to give away his super secret sushi place, and instead he offers a matzo ball soup place. Thanks so much, Gil. It's really coming back to haunt me. Okay. What is your gambling leak, by the way, Kelly? What is it that you know that what you're doing is not right, but you still do because you can't help yourself?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this. It's probably anything Saturday night. So UFC.
Alcohol-induced.
Alcohol-induced. UFC, yeah. Or when I go out to a nice dinner with maybe our good friend Matt Brown, and 6 hours later I look up or I look at my phone and I'm like, oh, we're still at this craps table, and it's been up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. What I was going to say is my hero, the gambling hero out there to me, is the guy who rolls up to the hot craps table, sits there for 30 minutes, and as soon as the point's over, walks away. Because you can make money so quick or lose it so quick with craps, but nobody wins and walks away. No. They're like, oh, great, now I'm up money. I got money to gamble. Let's play, baby.
Yeah, you know, you're so right. And you think about that Saturday night thing. And then that makes me think about people that come to Vegas and a big portion of them say, man, I'd love to live here. And they don't realize how hard it is. This is Vice Central. I said it on Action on Showtime. I've said it so many times in life. This is Vice Central. Drinking, drugs, females. That's right. Females, gambling. There's so many different vices. And our local economy, just walk through a local casino without gambling. Your goal is just to walk through and look at the people. There's a lot of victims in there. Look at them. They're smoking. Negative energy. Just look at the local economy. People move here with visions of grandeur and don't realize that they don't look beyond their vacation and having fun. They're off of work. They're out of their element. This is what they and then they want to come here and move here. And I'm not saying don't move here. I'm just saying be prepared. There's so many vices here. Be prepared for these vices. Bill, they will definitely affect you.
Your first appearance on I think it was Betting Dork years ago, in like 2011, when you came on, you said, it's like Vegas has a giant funnel over.
It is.
And they put all the trash in the funnel. It's so angry that day.
I literally said, and I remember I said, you know, that God picked up the United States.
Yes.
He just kept on shaking it, and the garbage fell to Las Vegas.
My buddies in D.C., when they come here for a weekend and they leave here on Sunday, they always look back. My buddy Tom always says, he goes, I can't believe you stay here all the time. And then he has a second thought. He goes, oh, yeah, but you don't drink, so that's why it works for you.
Yeah.
Like, but that is the thing. Like, they come to that dissonance of it. By the way, my gambling leak would be that I will parlay my tennis plays too much.
Okay. Just the word parlay is a leak, I think, for most people.
Yes. But I will say this. The reason for that is because on hard courts, when I do it, it has produced some of the most wild returns ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
and
the reason
so
why people
that's
play parlays.
The problem, right? Yeah. Because I'm like, okay, well, let me, you know, and largely I'm good at not doing it, but it'll creep up every once in a while for sure.
The NFL, people love, but listen, that's how these casinos make their money. The biggest portion is parlay cards and parlays. People love they put these big dogs in there and they put money lines in there, or they just put money line favorites on the 8-point, 10-point favorites.
The point is that none of us are infallible.
We aren't, but that is such a bad bet. But you said something there that I heard. You're chasing that big win. You're like, wow, remember when I put up that $50 and I won $8,000? That's what I want to do. I got to do that again. Eight. It's like a junkie chasing their high, their first high, right, when they got high.
No, yeah, and yes, and it's not even once. It's multiple times. And so it's like you're like, then you start to get the sense like, oh, this will happen all the time, right? And
right.
It's, you're like, okay.
That's not to say I don't play parlays, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
No. And it's not the league parlays. It's the parlays the casino do not want.
Yes.
Can we talk about it? The parlays the casinos do not want. The overnight round robin parlays, when I know the games are going to move tomorrow, you know, I'm laying three and there'll be five tomorrow. Then it's mathematically in your favor.
Well, that's the biggest mechanical knock on a parlay is that when you're doing them, you will inevitably not get the best number on each of your legs. But if you do it that way, you have a better chance of having that happen.
And you're actually circumventing limits. So I understand why the casinos don't want that. You know, I'm circumventing limits, betting things over and over again, and they don't move the line. Parlays go right through. You know, sucker, parlay.
Yep.
It's ding. The bets go in. There's an instant approval. And you know, I do understand why people do bet parlays, though. That's the only kind of parlay I'll bet normally.
Let me ask you this because I talked about it earlier. This past weekend was the 5-year anniversary of PASPA being ruled unconstitutional. Let's go back to where our brains were then versus where we are now. Generally, let's not name names. Generally speaking, do you feel like this is better than you thought it'd be, exactly more or less where you thought it would be? So more or less, not exactly, more or less where you thought it'd be, or just far worse than you thought it'd be?
Far worse. I never thought that all these sports books throw you out for winning minimal amounts of money and limit you to $20 and $30. I had no idea. I had friends that were Atlantic City just recently, and they couldn't even bet NFL futures. They won't even take anything big. That's a future. Think about it. They're keeping your ticket, hoping you die, and they're literally keeping your money for 6 months, eight and more than that now, 9 months. They're going to hold your money, and they're not taking more than $100 on a future to win, you know, 20-1 future. It's crazy.
Here's the follow-up to that. Do you think that some of the things will improve? Not all the things, but do you think that some of the things will improve? Like, in other words, misleading promos, because one could say maybe those will be legislated into being less misleading. Limiting, do you think that will improve? No.
I think it's gone opposite. They literally, I know for a fact that two different big, giant, multi-billion dollar shops here, you know, they have hired people that let me just tell you, I was a spokesman for a while for PointsBet. They were just bought by, I forget the name of the company, Fanatics, I think, for $155 million, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
When they came into this country, I am so shocked. I went to their offices in Jersey City. We had a great time. Their traders thought they were doing something good by denying all these bets. Well, meanwhile, the volume going down hurts them because they're going to make money. They're throwing, and I'm not only picking on them, by the way, because it's all the new companies. Their traders are controlling the destiny of their future, and they think they're doing a good job by denying bets. And I'm not even saying sharp bets. You know how many squares that they threw out are limited?
Oh, we've talked about this 100
times. It's unbelievable.
Well, because the profiling is so primitive.
And they don't know what the profiling, by the way.
I say this all the time.
They really don't. I don't want to laugh for lack of calling them anything else.
This
idiots.
It's the biggest thing that I've talked about, which is
it's not just them. Profiling.
Offshore, they get profiling.
Yeah.
They can tell if you're good or bad
at
this. But here, they leave so much money on the table by making a rash decision.
It's a shame. They had a big chance. They had a big chance.
Anyway, I thought that was a curious question because it's sort of like, think about where our brains were and where we are now, and is it, which is it? And you had a resounding answer to it. We'll come back. More Unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Look at the leaderboard at the PGA in Oak Hill. At the Oak Hill Country Club, I should say, Rochester, New York. Kazuki Higa now co-leader with Callum Tarran of England. You have Callum Tarran tickets, Kelly?
No, I do not.
You have any Kazuki Higa tickets?
No, I do not.
All right, still early. Callum Tarran smoking at the start, 3-under through 4. So co-leaders of 3-under for the tournament thus far, Higa and Tarran. One-stroke lead over both Ryan Fox and Colin Morikawa. Larking.
Oh, I thought Higa just got one back, but it was a long par putt.
Good save, though.
Yeah, great save.
Whole bunch of golfers, 1-under, including Harold Varner III, Kurt Kitayama, Scottie Scheffler, 1-under, Justin Thomas, Cam Smith, John Rahm. A lot of big names, 1-under for the tournament. Where's Rory? Is Rory just – Rory's even through 5. Just hanging out. Rory, this is your course, man. Come on.
Oh, man. Oh, this is
– Well, who was that?
Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry.
Who they just spent about – I love golf, but I'm a human being too. So the fact that it takes them 15 minutes to figure out that I think it was Victor Hovland and Shane Lowry were both in the bunker together, and the two balls are like 6 inches apart from each other, so they have to spend 15 minutes to figure out how they're how it's all gonna work. So Lowry goes out of the bunker onto the green, rolls off the green down the steep hill. There and what rolled 20 yards all the way from the green, so that will be a very difficult shot coming back.
Who's this guy?
That's Collins.
Oh, he's got the winter gloves on.
Here's their jovial reporter.
Oh. He's on the screen twice.
Michael Collins.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you mentioned two of the nicest guys in golf, though, Kelly. Shane Lowry, Victor Hovland. Hovland was just here playing poker at the Ari. He's a really, really nice guy. As far as Lowry. What a nice guy. He's just a nice man. He takes care of people. At the Masters, he rented 2 houses and literally for his dad and his whole entourage of people, and he did really good, though. I thought he did really good. They told you they won. He won like $250. I'm staying with his caddy, by the way. I'm actually staying in the same house with his caddy. I was like, oh, God, you guys did great, $250,000. You know, that's a nice payday. He's like, no, we're furious. We just did the last 5 holes. We lost $700,000. Like they were furious. But I'm not thinking you're overhead. You're nut. He said, first of all, Shane's nut is like $35,000 for the week.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, you get the private planes for free and stuff. But
by the way,
you're nut for the week.
This is the biggest thing that is not. So there's a couple things here that are not talked about when broadcast or done mainstream media. So tennis, same thing, right? If you're not a top 50 player, you end up, you're paying for everything out of pocket, your physio, your flights, your all this stuff, right? Your coach, all this thing. And if you're not winning on tour and you're not making money,
yes.
Like it's a net negative. Yes. So like the economy of it doesn't work
that's
out
in it,
that
too,
well.
The coaches. They have he had the swing coach.
Yeah.
He's got like 3 different coaches with him. A nutritionist. How about a cook? He's got a cook with him. Your own cook you travel with. So there's it's interesting.
Yeah, you miss the cut. You make nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Kelly, Matt, and I used to talk about this on Primetime Action all the time about golf broadcasts. But yes, we are all about who's winning. We're all betting it. Majors, obviously, bigger events than the others. We would like more of an influx, if I can talk on your behalf,
oh,
Kelly,
yeah.
Of when a tournament is already decided. Let's say someone's rolling in to win the tournament by 3 strokes. There should be more broadcast attention paid to what this, like, so this guy who's going to finish either in second or third if he makes this putt, like, this putt is worth $400,000.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's unbelievable.
There should be more of
that. Yeah, no one talks about that too much.
Because think about it. Okay, you're not going to win the major, which is what we're all going to talk about.
Yeah.
But to your actual life, what this is about to mean.
Sure.
Especially if you're, let's just say, Kazuki Higa
ends
up, right? Yeah. Like, you know, this is for $350,000.
Sure.
Yeah, Gil, I brought it up earlier on the early in the week on the pod on long shots because
or swing of that, yeah.
Yeah, because there was a guy last week at the Byron Nelson, Vincent Norman. He's a Swedish kid. He's a nobody, right? Like, and he's I think he finished fourth or something like that. He's out of, he knows he's not going to win it, but the last four holes he's playing with the biggest smile on his face that, like, because he doesn't belong there. Yeah. He's about to cash in more than he's ever cashed in his life.
Totally.
And they don't mention it once, right? Like, but they show him time after time with a big smile on his face. I would love to play poker.
You guys are right,
Victor,
though. They don't, that would be a great, trust me, the fans at home, gambling is so accepted now. That's a great thing the PGA Tour is missing out on.
Yep.
Now, I don't know why they don't say that. It's a simple thing. You're not talking about gambling. You're talking about, hey, this putt is for, even though you're from fourth to fifth, this means $250,000. Like, they don't even talk about the prize money that they get there.
Because
that's a great, people love gambling. It's a great aspect. I don't know why they don't do it. Do you know?
Well, the only thing I can come up with is golf is a gentleman's game.
Yep.
And so, not to be corny about it, but it would be considered gauche to do so.
Money's an uncomfortable conversation.
Yes.
But I want to tell you something. For me staying at the Masters this year, staying with Shane Lowry's caddy, the money means a ton.
Of course.
They were literally in third place and went down to seventh place and getting so upset.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, even though you're cashing for $250,000, you're furious that you had $900,000 on the table.
Golf,
you know?
Golf does include a lot of gambling element to it, does it? Not as much as
I will say that that's become a little bit more talked about recently, at least because these guys, the best way they can practice is you practice against another PGA Tour pro and you want to throw cash on the line. So there's something on the line when you're out there practicing.
McElroy.
So a lot of those guys that live in South Florida. That's a big deal.
McElroy just bogeys. He's one over. Come on, Rory. Because on Tennis Channel, on Tennis Broadcast, in-game betting numbers are shown. They'll show the preflop.
Do they show a sports book that sponsors it?
They do.
Okay.
They'll show the preflop number. They'll show, like, after the first set, they'll show how the number has adjusted. And I would say it's 50-50 as to whether or not the broadcasters know what they're talking about. Some do. Some have obviously taken an interest. Like, Brett Haber seems to get it at the Tennis Channel. Whereas, and I don't want to name any other names, but some clearly do not.
Right.
And so it becomes an awkward sort of exchange at times.
Sure.
But at least there is an incorporation of that, which I sort of applaud.
When they had the golf head-to-head matchups, they had a price underneath. Let's say DraftKings, at DraftKings Sportsbook, this is minus. They had that. But I don't see that ever on the PGA Tour, which means I guess there's no sportsbooks that are in bed with, for lack of a better word, with the PGA, I guess. Like the NFL, you see, you go to Yankee Stadium, you see DraftKings in center field. Like you go, I don't think the PGA has any. And I'm surprised it's giant money they're missing out on, but it could be that gentleman's game.
Maybe it's just gauche. You know, our own Stormy Bonatoni, she was part of the XFL broadcast for this regular season. She did a great job of incorporating gambling into those broadcasts as well. So that's always, you know, great to see. But
that was a great story, though, Gil, because she even talked about having to push for it a little bit. There was some resistance, and kind of once she showed how it could be done and done well, that they bought into it after that.
Yeah. Well, I think any sport that is not mainstream ought to say to themselves, right, we need something that will stick out. We all should be doing this. So, you know, look, we had Danielle on talking WNBA with us. By the way, one of the low-key great comments last week was when Danielle said to me in the middle of, Gil, I expected more from you than to delay this WNBA segment. But, you know, if you could have more of that on WNBA broadcasts, hey, why not? Bring in anybody you can on this. And so they're starting to get it more and more. I guess we're... Again, use the phrase, we're too close to the sun. We expect it to happen immediately, but I guess that's unrealistic. It's going to happen over
time. Listen, I'm tough on, I hate bad information out there. So many newbies out there. Listen, new people to the, like Casey's son I picked up. There's so many new guys that are coming into this. I just can't stand how bad of information is out there. I'm glad that the Visa Network's in business. But the information, you know, they were the first, was Visa, of course, but I'll tell you, there has been some bad competition out there that have no clue what they're talking about and just giving out such bad information. These poor kids, they're doomed. They're doomed listening to some of these people. So anyway,
I'll end it with this, but Drew Dinsick Drew Dinsick does NBC Sports stuff and he does a podcast for them, Bet the Edge. And he was saying when there was a sort of inkling that he would get to do like tennis and golf and stuff on the networks. Maybe one day it will happen. But one of the great comments he made, he goes, I'm not sure they would even want me to be the delivery system for that. In other words, they'd rather have bigger names try to talk about it, which, as you know, that ain't going to work. Keegan Bradley's 2-under through 3. Kelly's having himself a time.
He won the PGA Championship.
We've done all we can do. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Kazuki Higa with the one-stroke lead. We've done all we can do. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.